couple of months before I was to be ordained a priest, a classmate from my high school days named Nancy called me and she said, "Dave, I need your help." And for a few seconds, I thought to myself, maybe she's facing some kind of big crisis and she needs some spiritual counseling, or maybe perhaps she got engaged and she wants me to do her wedding once I'm ordained a priest. Or maybe could she be contemplating becoming a religious sister and she wants some advice on which community she should have. So I said, "Nancy, whatever I can do for you, I'm more than happy to do." And then she said, "Would you go with me to Arthur Murray so I can learn how to dance?" She said that her job often took her across the country and even outside of the country. And many times the company, wanting to show their best things, would take them out for dinner and dancing. She says, "I don't know how to dance. So would you go with me?" So for 6 Saturdays, I went off to Arthur Murray and learned how to do the foxtrot, the waltz, and the cha-cha. It wasn't anything I'd ever thought I would be doing in my life, but you know what? I had fun. And I was able to help somebody out. And if I had said no because, well, it was a waste of my time, or I don't like that kind of stuff, or I'm not good enough to do that, I would have missed out on a lot of fun things. And I would have been missing out on helping somebody who I could. And you know, learning how to dance, that's come into hand very handy as being a priest, because there's many times at parish functions I had to get up and dance or go to a military ball and had to dance, and I could carry my own very well. This weekend, your parish is asking you to think about how you are as a good steward, using your time and your talent and your treasure and your prayer for the glory of God and the good of each other. All of it helps build up the parish community. And you have a good parish community. I've known that since when I grew up here and see it now as I return. There's a lot of good things that happen at St. Cecilia, and it's because of all the people at St. Cecilia. And we need all the people of St. Cecilia to be good stewards. I have certain gifts and talents, but there's other things I lack in. And so when I was a pastor, I knew how much it took to take care of a parish, and some of the things I didn't know how to do. But I could ask my parishioners and those who volunteered to be helpful on finance commission, or if there's something wrong with the plumbing, I could go to them, or to help with CCD teaching, or we were always sending out mailings, so could somebody come help and stuff envelopes? All of those things help continue the mission of the parish. And then there's also the finances. It takes a lot to run a place like this and do all the services that are provided and all the ministries that need to be cared for. And your generosity makes sure that the gospel message continues to be proclaimed. And then there's always prayer. We can always pray. And so if you have a particular expertise, something that you could offer to the good of the parish, would you please consider doing so? You can make a huge difference for Father Weber and for everybody in the community. I had 2 parishioners. One was laid off from work, and he said, "Father, I can't give you another dime. But now that I'm laid off, I have a lot of free time. How about if I come up and take care of some of those things that you need done around the parish?" "Yes, thank you. Praise God." And another parishioner who said, "Father, I'm really busy right now. But the Lord has blessed me with my job and my salary is really good. I can donate extra money each week in the collection." "Yes, thank you, praise God." There are many different ways that each one of us can contribute to the good of all. In our gospel today, Jesus heals the leper. And recognizing that he has been healed, he goes back to give thanks to the Lord. And the prayer that you prayed before Mass began today, we pray that we will respond to God's call with a generous yes. That everything we have, everything we are, is a gift from God. That breath that you just took was a gift from God. You did not merit it, You did not deserve it, but God gifted that to you. And because we have received so many gifts and blessings in our lives, then we in turn should be a source of blessing to others. And by how you respond to God's call now in volunteering to the parish, that is responding with a generous yes for all God has given to you. And that is a great thing to do, to recognize that we are a blessed community. And if we can't do anything, because you know your time, you know what your talents are, you know what your treasure is, above all things, every one of us can take time to pray. Every one of us can take time to thank God for all the gifts and blessings we have received. And to pray for Father Weber and for Father Williams, they have their hands full with the region. Pray that they have the grace and strength that they need. Pray for each other. Pray that the parish community of St. Cecilia can continue to be a great source of blessing to many others. Pray for the region, that God's gifts will be reflected in the lives of all the parishioners. Let people know by how you live and how you respond to God, the graces that you have received, and then they will be able to recognize God's blessings in their own lives, and the kingdom of God is proclaimed.